Blog Talk Radio.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. Chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can we still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
On through to the other side and bring your messages. And hello, everybody. KC with Bonnie Elbers on air today. Bonnie misses everybody so much. She is traveling again today. She is on the road. She cannot be with us. She said she was in traffic last time I talked to her, and she will try to call in, be with us here for a little bit. But you know how traffic is, and you want to have both hands on the wheel. So when she gets a little bit less congested spot, she will probably be joining us here for a few minutes to say howdy. And in the meanwhile, we have a couple very talented ladies on today with us. We have our mermaid, Amy Kavanaugh, and we have a new person here, Peg Jones, and we're going to be bringing her on, both of them on actually, here in just a couple minutes. And we're going to let them tell a little bit about themselves. Peg is a rather amazing lady with a variety of talents. She is an author as well as an angel card reader and plus a few other things, teaches classes, does all kinds of awesome stuff. So let's see. I'm going to see if I've I know I've got Amy on this one here. Let's see. I'm pretty sure that Amy is 843. Is that you? Whoops, there we go. Blog Chat in a moment. Amy, is that
you? Yes, it is. Hi, Kelly. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm looking for Peg here. Let's see. I'm going to see if I can figure out. I should have gotten her phone number here, but I'm randomly kind of searching the queue. Peg, is this you, 978?
Yes, it is.
All right. Yay.
Oh.
Yay. Well, what I want to do is, since you're a new girl here today, I would like you to just kind of tell our listeners about yourself a little bit. We got your bio, and I checked out your website, but, you know, tell people about your website, tell us about your book, tell us about, you know, what you do, because, you know, you're an author, you teach classes, you know, you do all kinds of really awesome and amazing stuff, and,
sure.
You know, just like that.
I am a certified angelic life coach, author, and Kelly said, I'm also a I'd like to teach classes about the angels, and I help to mentor people to understand, like when they receive different signs and they're wondering who or what that is, and I help them to understand that. I've been starting an extensive angel communication certificate type class at an online website, and there's three levels to it, and I also hope to be teaching it from my website very soon too. I think I finally have it figured out how I'm going to do it, but a lot of it is just basic understanding of how we communicate through our clairs and, you know, looking for the signs and the synchronicities, learning who some of the angels are, doing some self-study, and that's basically what the first part is. The second part is working closely with several angels, like at a week at a time, and understanding the relationship you have with these different angels. And then the third is definite, but I'm thinking it's going to be like a self-study of working with one specific angel, like, you know, at a, like for independent study. But I haven't definitely decided that, but like for over a period of 4 or 5 weeks. But I also teach writing with the angels and help people to, you know, use different techniques for writing with the angels, writing their messages, and also to understand how they help us in our creative writing. And so I've been doing that too. I have a radio show on Blog Talk. It's on hiatus right now. But I am hoping to go back for April. I'm not really sure. It's going to be more of an in teaching type class. Is the sound okay?
Yeah, I'm hearing a little bit of background noise there. I think I think it might be your line. It's like, can I just put you on mute just for a couple minutes?
Yeah, I was gonna mute myself because I actually have the phone on speakerphone in the car, and that's probably a bad idea.
Okay.
Just go ahead and mute me.
All right. Okay. All righty. I'll bring you back on here. Just a moment here. Let's see if that takes care of that. Okay. Yep. That was it. Okay. There we go. Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Go ahead, Peg. I'm sorry.
Okay.
About that.
And then my book. It's a book of angel messages that were inspired over a period of about 2.5 years, and I was writing them like every day and keeping track of them, and I was kind of given the inspiration to add a journal exercise for each message too. So each message does have a journal exercise, and it's just a way to help you to really know that your angels are around you and that you can connect with them, and they're messages of, you know, of comfort, of validation, of healing, forgiveness, you know, empowerment, living in the heart place, all kinds of things. And so that's basically what that's all about. So
And then one of the folks typed in the chat, let's say, because apparently I posted a link wrong, guys, in the description. I believe your website is actually www.itspegsangelicalwhispers, right? PEGSANGELICALWHISPERS.com. So, yeah, apologize for that, because it got in the show description wrong, and I can't change it at the moment, but I will go back and change it after the show, so it's correct. So thank you to our chat people who let me know that. But, yeah, go and check out Peg's site. It's pretty cool. And all right. Yeah, she does classes and all kinds of good stuff. And how do we find out, is your book, like, is that someplace, like, you probably said that, I didn't catch it, but is like on Amazon, or how do people get a hold of your book? And what if they want an autographed copy of your book? Do you have some, you know, like, that place that someone could get a hold of you and they could get, like, an autographed copy personally?
Okay. I have a few books myself, and if they want to, you know, buy one, they can contact me through Peg at pegsangelicalwhispers.com. And there's also a contact box on my website. It says contact us or contact me. I'm not really sure. And that will get the message. Or you can get it on Amazon, and you can get it through CreateSpace too.
Okay.
And,
All right.
Yeah, but I do have quite a few books, so if people want to buy them, that would be great. Buy one.
Cool. Okay.
So.
All righty. Well, we're getting quite a bit of a little queue here built up. So what I want to say, first of all, to everybody, welcome today. And you know, guys know how Blog Talk is. If for some reason you get blogged off, or if it drops you, or if it kicks you out of queue, or some weird thing, because we've been having those solar flares and, you know, funny things happening again, Yahoo, always seem to happen here, just call back in, and I'm kind of just jotting down our numbers of people who are in the queue. So it's like, you know, if you get bumped out of place, call back in, and we'll get you in the spot, you know, where you're at. So anyway, that being said, same with, and welcome to our shout-out to our chat people. It's like, you know, thank you guys for hanging in there today, too. It's like, appreciate that. Thanks for letting us know regarding the person who found that the link, I had the wrong link in there in our show description, so thank you for that one. All right. And let's see, I'm going to bring our Florida mermaid on here, Amy, and I'm going to have her tell just a little bit about what she does, and you guys are going to get a little bit of a double dip today. It's like we'll have Peg come on and give you guys a bit of an angel card reading, and then we'll have Amy see what she gets for you, if there's any messages from Spirit or anything. So we're going to try to hold it to one question today, guys, so, you know, kind of have in mind, or if you want a general, just kind of say, yeah, I didn't know anything in mind, just, you know, see if I got anything from Spirit, so we'll see what comes out. So away we go. Okay, our first caller here who has held longest for us is area code 219. 219, you are on live with us.
Hello?
Hello, you are on with us. What have we got today?
Hi, my name is Liz.
Liz, all righty. Welcome, Liz. Well, you got, you're gonna get the Baskin-Robbins double scoop today. It's like, we're gonna have our new guest, Peg, start out here and give you a little bit of an angel card reading. And then we'll have our mermaid Amy follow it up with what she's got to say. So did you have a particular question or, you know, something you wanted to ask, or just kind of something general?
Basically, it has to do with a love question about this guy that I've been seeing for 6 months.
Okay. And did you have a specific question, like the future of the relationship or...
Basically, the future. Yeah, the future of the relationship.
Okay. Well, the first card that I came up with was Make a Wish, and I see one star sparkling, and it's like, to me, it just meant make a wish to what you truly want, you know, for yourself, and. To focus on that for what you want. If you are feeling really good about the relationship and all aspects of it, then the angels say, you know, do what you feel is in your heart, and I find I have to remind people a lot of times that the angels don't predict in any way, you know, but they will certainly help you to make your dream come true if that's truly what you want for yourself. So,
okay.
So that, it's like you have control and in what you want, you know. And sometimes, you know, if it is something that's good, then, you know, and you feel mutual, have a mutual understanding and, you know, and goals for the relationship, then, you know, the angels always encourage us to communicate with each other. And that's basically what I have for you, so I hope that helps.
Okay, yes, it does.
Okay, it's your turn. Yeah, it's interesting because no matter what modality we use to pull the messages, I always find it so interesting how two readers will get the same theme. And what I am getting is that it's time to look at this relationship from a new set of eyes, from a new set of eyes. The relationship where it stands right now is sort of at a standstill. Doesn't mean that the magic is gone, but the magic is both of you are caught up in day-to-day things, and we're hoping that the relationship was on autopilot, and it's not. Relationships are like houseplants. They need nurturing and watering and all of those sorts of things. And that's really what you just have a wilted relationship right now, a wilted relationship, you know. And to look at the primary roles of, or the, you know, the archetypes of men and women. Men are hunters and gatherers, and women are nesters. So it's really, while you're waiting around for him to bring the magic back, he's not going to, because men by nature are hunters and gatherers. So if it is your wish to continue this relationship, it's important for you to breathe new life into the relationship. I don't want to sound like whatever that woman was who told women to wrap, meet their husbands at the door with Saran wrap. Women are nesters. Women need to create nests that men want to nest in, or else they're going to go out and hunt and gather. And it's not fair, but that's just the biological nature of the beast and the beastette. So really look at the relationship with a new set of eyes. Find, you know, paying more, if this is, you know, paying attention to what you want. You're at a kind of a fork in the road, and you can either lean into the relationship or move on. The choice is yours. You have free will. It is going to be up to you to bring the magic and the sparkle back to the relationship. Pay attention to what he has, you know, pretend or do have interest, even better, do have interest in how was your day, you know, how was your day? Interest in him and, not complaining. And again, it doesn't sound fair, but I get the sense that you do want this relationship to work out, and don't really get instructions on how to do it. But I believe that if you just pay attention, you know, just sort of shower him with attention and get some sparkle out and try to put life's day-to-day problems, both y'all's problems, and everyone has many of them on the back burner, you'll get some sparkle back, and it will get back on track. So that's what I get.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All righty. Well, hope that helps. And, you know, give us a shout back and let us know how things are going.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you. And the other thing I forgot to mention is do connect with Bonnie Albers. She's on Facebook at Bonnie Mozinter Albers. She also has an email. If you got email questions, you know, for the show, different days, you know, different times, it is balbers, 714@AOL.com. So I forgot to say that at the intro, so I want to make sure I do that too. All righty, here we go. Here is our next caller. We have area code 860. 860, I think we got you. There we go. Okay, you are on live with us.
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. How are you today? Very good. My name is Lisa, and I'd just like to know what Spirit wants me to know or do.
Okay. Concerning anything in particular, or?
Life, I guess, in general. Just general.
Okay. Do you know what you want to do? I mean, do you have something that you have in mind that you'd like to do, but you're not sure how to get there?
Yes, I've been working, doing a lot of reading on Reiki and healing and spirituality and psychic development and all of that.
And those are things that you're very interested in?
Yes, suddenly this year I am.
Okay. Have you thought about taking like a healing course, like Reiki or something?
I am taking a Reiki course.
Excellent. And how are you liking it?
I love it.
That's excellent. Well, go with what you love. it sounds like you're on the right track, you know. And just see where it brings you. You know, take part in the Reiki shares and, get involved in that, offering it to family, whether it's long distance or, hands-on, doing all the reading you can about it. It sounds like you are listening to what you would like to do. And the fact that you enjoy it, and I could really hear that joy, consider it for yourself, I think. And the card that I got is Divine Purpose. And sometimes it takes us a while to find what our divine purpose is, but I feel like maybe you have found that right now, and just see where it leads you. I wish you a lot of luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. I'm sorry, what did you say your name is again? Lisa?
Yes.
Okay, Lisa. What I'm getting for you, and that makes perfectly, now it's making even more sense, is to play. Sometimes when I think if you spoke to almost any of us who had a spiritual awakening, suddenly it very quickly turned from a gentle nudging to an obsession where just read, need to know more, educate, need to know. And what I'm getting from the mermaids is that they want you to play, and they want you to play with this energy. Reiki is very powerful and very versatile tool, and it's really a gateway to a whole bunch of other healing modalities, because when you learn Reiki, you learn to work with the energy, and that energy is the same energy that impacts absolutely everything. It's the same energy that allows us to speak to dead people. It's the same energy that the law of attraction is based on. Everything energy. And it seems like it's very, because they organize it, Reiki masters and the atonement and all of that stuff. It's all very regimented, as it should be, but play with the energy, lean into the energy and play with it, because you do not become a healer by reading books or getting certifications to hang on your wall. You become a healer by just working with this energy and really, I'm a Reiki master, and I love the fact that I went to Reiki because it explained so much. But they're really urging you to play with it and just don't split your spiritual life from the rest of your life. You know, it works at work situations. It works in difficult social situations. It works all the time, and they really want you to integrate your two lives, your spiritual, your spirit. They really just want you to infuse your soul into everything you do. So continue to read and continue to on the path that you are, but really urging you to learn it experientially, not just intellectually. Like Peg said, the Reiki shares and things like that, they're fabulous. But nothing beats just using it in your daily life, using it to find parking spaces, using it to diffuse difficult situations. And I see that that's going to bring a great deal of joy in your life, and it won't be like you're in a life between lives waiting for this new phase waiting for you to get all the proper credentials for the next phase. You're sort of like in a holding pattern, and there's no need for you to be.
So I pray all the time. Am I praying wrong?
No, there is no wrong. You're just I didn't say pray. I said play. P-L-A-Y. P-L-A-Y.
Oh, play.
Play. Oh. Be more like a child with it, like a curious child. Yes, exactly. Like a, you know, just be playful with it. You know, use it. Have a lighter heart around it. You know, it's sacred, and I'm not saying to make fun of it or anything like that. But where we really learn it is when we know that it works all the time. It works when we're being silly. It works when we're being serious. The mermaids really want you to infuse some more fun into lighten up a bit. So perhaps even though you say you pray all the time, infuse some humor and playfulness into all of those aspects of your spiritual life, and it's just going to serve to meld your spiritual life with the rest of your life. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, like I said to my husband last night, you know, when Mary asked Jesus to make wine at the wedding of Canaan, how come she knew that? I'm thinking she hadn't been stomping on any grapes for a very long time.
Exactly. And I just got goosebumps when you said that. Because it's that
seriously.
Exactly. And if people ask those kind of questions, when they are learning there are all these different spiritual principles, so many more of them would stick because it's like, yeah, okay, now I get it. So, yeah, just approach this with a more playful heart, you know, sort of childishly, where many of us hesitate to do that because we feel like it's disrespectful to spirit. But spirit has a huge sense of humor. Spirit has a huge sense of humor.
Sure does. I just wrote an article about that.
You read an article.
I wrote an article about it.
Where is that article?
Let me see. It's not out yet, actually. It's going to be out.
Oh, she's telling us her secrets.
Huh?
She's telling us her secrets.
Are you going to post it on your webpage, Peg? That would be a good place for people to find it.
I think that there is an article about that that I wrote a couple years ago in my blog, in my WordPress blog. What is it? WordPress? Yeah, WordPress. Yeah.
We have a link to that on the Blog Talk page?
I can get it for you. Yep.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's not a link yet, but it's like, apparently I can tell right now, I'm going to have this conversation with Peg after the show. I'll be making some tweaks in the show description, and I will get some of those links posted there so people can find them. Yeah. But, you know,
okay.
If you go to Peg's website, you know, it's pegsangelicalwhispers.com. I'll bet she might have some links there or something. Is that what you're saying to Peg?
Yeah. Okay. There is a link on my link page, and it's called Angelical Whispers, /WordPress. And I think that I wrote it a couple years ago, but I just wrote another one about it too. And I'm not sure where that is. I've got to find it. Actually, I think it's on Global Premium. Go to Global Premium in Facebook, and I think it's there. It's an e-zine. I'll find it.
Okay.
Checking it out. Okay. But Lisa, I wanted to say, it's like, you know, thank you for calling in, because, you know, this is kind of cool, because Peg is she's a Reiki level 2, and then, of course, Amy is a Reiki master. I'm a Reiki master, so it's like, you must have been on the Reiki channel this morning, and it's like, I'm not sure where you're at, you know, in your studies or your courses. When I took it was like, you know, they had like 3 levels to it that, you know, you kind of took. We actually have what we call the weekend intensive, but, you know, you get all those tools, and like what Amy was saying, it was really cool. The instructor we had said, this is a springboard. You know, she gave us everything that we needed to be a full and complete Reiki master. She said, you know, here's your little black bag, and she said, now it's up to each of you to go out and you practice and use it with it. You know, it's like, and the biggest thing is, don't let the keys of healing be lost. So, you know, so whether you are, you know, working on plants, working on animals, we had people have experiences of jumping their car batteries, okay? We've had experiences where people would go to, like, you know, a school board meeting, and, you know, things weren't going so well. So it's like, you know, they'd sit there and they would just funnel that energy through to the room. And it's like, and just love. It's like, you know, one of our teacher's biggest things was, you know, she thought everybody on the planet should be a Reiki master, because we would heal the planet so much quicker. So anytime you can do that, you know, if you're outdoors, literally put your hands on the ground and just, you know, send healing to the ground, to the air, to, you know, to every place, to this planet we live on. And it's like, you know, the more people participate that and in raising the vibrations, you know, the quicker we all get vibed up, and it becomes a more positive place. So, you know, kudos to what you're doing. It's like, that's really awesome. You're on a great track.
This sounds like this should be part of kindergarten.
It does, doesn't it? I think we miss a lot of that in school. It's like school does, you know, kind of the opposite. School kind of tends to shut down children, you know, daydreaming and stuff like that, because, you know, you need to be open to stuff. But I don't know if you had any other things to say there really quick, anybody, because we do have some other callers, and we kind of got to get moving along here a little bit, you know, but thank you very much for calling in today. And, you know, it's like, if you want to talk more about, you know, how to advertise on the Reiki channel, because it's free, you know, it's, you get those too. It's like, you know, how to go out into the ether, you know, and you know, how you, you know, well, that's, you know, that's with your mastership course of, you know, how to do distance healing, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's like, definitely.
Yeah. Where's my WordPress log on room, in the chat?
Okay. Oh yeah. Oh, there we go. Oh, thank you. Yes, okay. Peg posted that for us. It's, yeah, Angelical Whispers Word dot WordPress.com. So it's angelicalwhispers.com, angelicalwhispers.wordpress.com is where she's got that. So if you got that, you can check in on that.
Where is the Reiki channel?
It's a very metaphorical one. It's like, I'm talking about, you know, it's advertising on the astral plane. It's like, that's why I say that's, you know, quote free, because it's,
It's not in our 3D world that you see with your eyes. It's the one in dream time, okay? Right.
Okay. Thank you so much, girl.
There's not
Thank
one
you.
Yet, but we could make one. It's like we could actually make the Reiki channel with as many Reiki people as we know. We should get a Reiki channel together. That would be cool.
Me. Matt's going to be volunteering at the local hospital. They actually, the nurses can order Reiki like coffee.
Oh, that's
nice.
I think it's
wonderful.
The most beautiful thing ever.
It's very difficult around here because there's almost like an ownership among some of the hospitals. But that's great. That's excellent.
They give it away, and I think it's great.
Yeah,
it is. That is fantastic. That, and that shows a very open-mindedness. It's like it shows that we're getting there, which is really good as a, you know, as a society. That's awesome.
But I wanted to say that in case anybody can get the idea into their own hospital in their area.
I think it's great.
Right. Yeah, and it's like, and I do know there's a hospital out in Hawaii that they literally, that the facility has, it's like a half and half. It's like on one half of the hospital they have, you know, quote, traditional allopathic medicine. So, you know, if you need a bullet removed, you know, they have the surgical unit on one side. But on the other side, they totally have, you know, like Reiki people and acupuncturists, and it's like, you know, all kinds of, you know, what people think of. I mean, that is truly the traditional medicine. On the other side, so when people go in, they have an option. It's like, you know, do you need the bullet out first, and then you want to go to the next door, you know, next door to the wing to have, you know, that soft tissue injury healed faster, you know. So it's like that people have a choice, and I think it's awesome.
That's fantastic.
That is good.
On to the next call. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you for calling in today. Call back in again.
Yes, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All righty, and thank you, callers, for hanging in here. Okay, our next caller here, let's take a breath and clear, and oh, goodness, let's see, Blog is having a moment with me. Here we go. Okay, come on. Yeah, I think we have solar flares going on today, so it's like, it's affecting electrical equipment. It's all right. All righty, area code 713. Let's see if we can get you on. There we go. 713, you're
on live.
Good morning,
ladies.
Good morning.
Or afternoon.
What is it? Some of them.
My name is Candy.
Oh, we Candy, hey, there you go.
Yeah, hi. Can I ask a question, like, what does my father have to say today? Or can I, or just a general?
General? Anybody want to take that? Anybody have her father showing up? Or any intuition?
Oh,
that's usually Bonnie's specialty, but, you know.
Yeah. Bonnie is the channeler extraordinaire. I do not feel comfortable channeling for people because I've only been doing it for 2 years, and I consider it to be very sacred. So,
okay, I'll just pick a general then.
Okay, sorry about that.
Okay. Okay, a general, Peg, would you like to pull her apart, and then Amy can pull her, and, you know, you get to pull her one, and Amy gets to pull her one, so.
Okay. Amy doesn't want to go first?
Oh, no, I'll go first.
Okay.
Shall we leave here? I sense that you have an awful lot going on in your life right now, that it's really just a whirlwind of things. So much so that it's almost impossible to really resolve anything because everything's just sort of flying around together. I don't know if
that's true.
Okay. So what they're really saying is that you need an evacuation plan for this. You know, you need to step away and look at what it really, because right now it's just a big swirling that you can't even really grab onto any of it and deal with it. You're perfectly capable of it, and a lot of the things are much smaller than they appear. It's just that they've all got blobbed together. So if you could just spend some time, you know, quiet time about what really is going on and pick certain things that are easily resolvable, and that will detach them from, you know, so then this ball of twine or whatever you want to call it, whirlwind of activity will become much more manageable. Once you slow it down, you can see that they are indeed separate particles and separate separate things. And some of them are very manageable, and some of them are not resolved. Some of them, it's really just a matter of coming to acceptance that, you know, this is the way it is, and that will be fine. All of it will just, it's not going to disappear, but it's going to become manageable, and you're going to feel better because you will have been able to tame the beast and regain control of your life. Sometimes it just happens, you know, just that one other thing happens and it just kicks everything up, and then suddenly it's just, you know, it's out of control. But you can slow it down, and you can see things that are bad. You know, you can see that some of the stuff is just imaginary, some of it's just the result of it going so fast, but creating that where there isn't any. And some of the things you'll be able are already taken care of, but they're still up there in the mask. Some of the things are just things that you're going to have to come to acceptance about. So that's what I'm sensing, is that you're very capable, and just like, how did this happen? You know, there's too much on your plate. People are just cutting, and as a result, nothing is getting resolved. You're getting increasingly not really frustrated, but where's my old life? And your old life is right there. This is just whirlwind of activity that's blocking you from seeing the life that you're familiar with. I don't know if that makes sense. I mean, you just see what can.
Okay. Yeah, it does. There's a lot going on. Thank you.
Okay. Well, you asked if your father mm-hmm. was around, and the first card that I picked up was Send Love. So I feel he's sending his love to you today. And the first thing I heard when you asked that question was, he says hi. And, you know, that you can speak with him at any time. And know that he's listening, and to look for the signs that he is letting you know that and then I picked another card too, and the card was actually, it was the card that I got for the first person that called, and it's Make a Wish, and The angel's kind of looking up at the universe, at the sky, and, you know, I feel like it's telling me that whatever, however things are going for you now, that it will get easier, and to always have that, you know, that They almost call it like childlike understanding, you know, of making wishes and believing they're coming true. So that they will come true. So I hope that helps.
Yep, it does.
Great.
It makes sense too.
That's important, you know. Sometimes messages don't have to make sense to us as long as they make sense to you. That's
exactly.
Okay, thank you, ladies. Have a good afternoon.
You too. Bye bye.
All righty. Thank you. Thanks for calling in. All righty here. And let's bring on our next caller here. Area code 863, you are on with us.
Hi, this is Angela. How are you?
Hi, Angela.
Good. How are you, Angela?
Hello?
Whoops, okay.
I'm good.
Gotta say, Amy, I think Amy's too far away from her speakerphone. We're like, not hearing you, Amy.
What? I wasn't saying anything. I'm not
using. Is that better?
That's better. There we go. Yep.
Okay. Hello.
Hi.
Yes. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
How can I help you, Angela?
Yes, I was just trying to get maybe a general reading on maybe my love life, if that's possible.
Okay. See. Are you in a relationship now, Angela?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, the card that came, I'm using, by the way, the Indigo Angel deck by Doreen Virtue, and the card that came was Patience. So it could mean several things. It could be, you know, there could be things happening in the relationship that may be difficult for you to be patient about. And, you know, sometimes we have expectations about things because we think that, you know, the other person might be better for it, or we try to change them in some way. And, you know, the angels are asking you to try to look at it through their eyes, too. And they suggest, Archangel Shamil is coming up right in the forefront here. And he is the angel of relationships. And he does help us to understand both sides of the relationship and, you know, and how, how things can, you know, continue for the best of everyone. So I feel like he's asking you to maybe have a little conversation with him and also, you know, to discuss how he can help you too. So I hope that helped.
Okay, what was his name again? I'm sorry, I didn't catch the name.
Shamil, C-H-A-M-E-U-L, I think. It's either E-U-L or U-E-L. I'm not sure which.
Okay. That makes some sense. I see where I need to do that.
Okay, the message I'm getting is to slow down. That you are, as far as the relationship goes, the relationship is solid and it's fine, but you're not living it in the moment. You're looking ahead too far. You're looking up the road about this and that. Some of the things, you know, while it's certainly a good idea to have goals and, you know, and not just be, you know, a total hedonist living in the moment. You're living too far. You're half of the things that you're concerned about are not even going to be issues when the time comes. And that if you spend more time in the moment and look at where the relationship is right here, right now, where gratitude came to mind. And it's like gratitude. Like, it's not like, oh, I'm so grateful that you're here, you know, because you're the only one for me. But just, instead of focusing so much on the future, be grateful for the moment. Be grateful for this, even if the difficulty. Be grateful for that, you know, if there's an argument, it's not like, oh, my God, this must mean it's going to be over. It's like, oh, wow, this is great because I learned a little bit more about my partner. So if you slow down and focus on, what's right with the relationship, instead of having your eyes on the future as to what could possibly go wrong with the relationship, I think you're going to see a different energetic pattern between the two of you.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I understand that very much. Thank you.
Okay.
I do that a lot.
All righty. That's the important thing is, if it makes sense to you, it's all good.
Exactly.
Thank you. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you for calling in today, and, you know, we appreciate
you guys,
our callers.
You're welcome.
You know, without you guys, it's like we don't have a show. So, you know, definitely, we love our callers, and call back in. It's like we have different people. Bonnie's on from Mondays to Thursday, usually. Mondays and Tuesdays are Bonnie and Susan with the Akashic record readings, and Bonnie does spirit medium stuff. Wednesday is Ron Cole. He is an amazing astrologer. If you've only ever read the newspaper columns on astrology, this guy gives it a whole new depth and meaning. It's like, you know, what you first realize is the stuff in the columns is like, yeah, they're woefully inadequate. And he's got like the equivalent of a PhD in astrology, and he's been doing it for 43 years, and the guy is just phenomenal. So if you haven't heard any of those Wednesday bits, it's like go back and check those out because he gives so much information. It's just amazing. All righty, and thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
All righty, have a good one.
You too, man. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Let's see. And are any everybody doing okay? Anybody need a water break or anything like that? We've got a couple more callers here. It's like, you guys doing okay? Amy, Peg?
No, I have some water, so I think I'm okay. Okay.
I'm
going to take a water break. Okay. Okay, and Amy's good. Okay, well, we'll go ahead and get on to our next caller here, which is area code 630. 630, you are on live with us.
All
right,
nice.
How are you today?
Hi.
We got to you, yeah.
Yeah, thanks for dropping out. Third
days of the day.
Thank you. I was just calling for a reading about a trip and travel.
A trip, okay. Okay, and what's your name? It's like, I know that always helps folks here. It's like, who are we talking to today?
It's Mary.
Mary, okay. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Okay, Amy, you want to start that one? I think Amy muted herself because I'm not hearing the
car
noise.
Right, I can do it. Hi, Mary.
Okay.
Okay, a card just flipped over. It says, share your wisdom. Nothing to do with your trip particularly right now, but let me see.
Or anything that comes through, I'd be happy.
Okay, is this a trip?
I was
going to
say, you know, you never know, though, because, you know, when people are on trips, you bump into people you don't know, and it's like, you know, you might find somebody who goes, wow, I have this problem, and it just might happen that, you know, you say, oh, I just read this article about this. Go check it out. So it's like there's always opportunities to share wisdom every day,
right.
Anywhere.
Exactly. Well, I'm also thinking, is this a pleasure trip? Or is it going to be like, okay. Yep, I definitely agree with Kelly on that. I feel like, you know, there may be someone there that, you know, you meet and you might find out that, you know, you're helping them or they're helping you in some way. You never know. But I also feel like the trip may be helping you to do something about some wisdom that maybe or you know something spiritual that not even spiritual, maybe it's even career wise that may cause you to share something with a group of people too. I'm not really sure exactly how. I'm going to pick another card. They said, pick another card. Well, the card that I picked was Time to Create. And that you know, that has to do with, you know, creativity and anything that
well, that's interesting because I was going to be writing about it, so...
Okay, well, there you go. I'm hearing bring a journal, a couple of pens, and maybe your iPad or your computer, your laptop. You may not do it on the trip, but you may do it afterwards. also, or you may do it during too. But yep, I feel like that's definitely validated for you. But they also say to try to have some fun and relaxation too. You know, to make sure that you put that into your plans. So I hope that helped.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
This is interesting because what I got before you even asked about your trip was to tell you to go on a trip. So this trip is definitely in the stars for you. Are you going on this trip alone or are you going with your friend?
I'm meeting a friend.
Okay. Yeah, because it's sense that we're going with other people and that it's really going to be a great opportunity. You're going to, the trip's going to go really well. The trip's going to go really well. And big takeaway from the trip, it's not going to be a bunch of souvenirs and a suitcase full of things, but you're going to come back refreshed and in love with yourself again. And, you know, in love with yourself sounds like an egomaniac and like a negative, but it's just going to, I saw a big heart, and I just sense it's a romantic heart. I felt that it was your heart. You're going to just learn what you love. You're going to remember what you love. Sometimes we get so busy doing the things we have to do, we forget the things that love to do, and we forget the things we love about ourselves. So that this is the fact that you're going to be writing about it, that's going to be well received, and it's going to help other people understand the concept of taking time, you know, taking time off. We don't take enough time off. Either we're too busy or, you know, finances or things like that. All, you know, we feel guilty when we take time off. When actually, you know, employers would give us vacation unless it made us a better person, better workers and things like that. And you're really going to come back just a clearer vision of the things that you love and be able to incorporate more of that. You're going to come back energized, so that's going to create more time, and in that extra time that you create by vibrating faster, you'll be able to fill it with things that you love, and at the same time, through this writing, teach people to do the same. So yeah, I get a real good sense. I immediately got a sense of the trip before you even asked, and then the next sign that I got was this heart, not a romantic heart. Great. So let us know about, when is this trip?
It's in June.
So it's just around the corner. It's just around the corner. So just know that it's around the corner, and know that it's going to be something, you know, something really great. So you start feeling like, oh, I don't have the money, or, you know, the little things of, you know, the logistics, or don't let any of those things sway you from the fact that it's going to be, things like that happen, roads get crowded, planes get canceled, things like that. So don't let those things get in your way. Those are just the bumps in the road, and it's going to be a bad vacation. Be sure to call us and tell us all about it, or where we can read about it.
Cool. Wow, that's wonderful. Thank you.
Have fun.
All righty.
Have a great time.
Okay, thanks for calling in, and call
thank
back
you.
And let us know how your trip went.
Will do.
Those are always fun. All righty. And let's see. Peg posted a pretty good reminder there in the chat. I usually think of saying this, but today I kind of forgot. It's like, yes, anytime that we are on air, you kind of just get the what I call the Baskin-Robbins, you know, little sampler ice cream, you know, scoop there of the, you know, the itty-bitty scoop, you know, the small spoon size sample. So
You know, make sure, when, you know, if you like what you're hearing from the reader, if you connect with somebody, because, you know, everybody has different styles. Everybody, you know, gets different information. And if you like what you're hearing from a reader on the air, make sure you go and book some private and personal time with them, because on air, you know, I can't tell you guys, this is, you know, we don't screen our calls. You know, we just literally, you know, this is like life is like a box of chocolates, you know, you get what you get, you know. So when we're here, it's like usually, you know, the way I run it, it's like, you know, we don't know who's coming on. So literally it's a surprise for our readers, you know, and they are just reading you, you know, what they get, and I'll call it, you know, cold turkey. But if you want a really good reading, you know, with people individually, because it allows the reader to really focus on you. There's not, you know, like all the extra, you know, kind of chatter in the background, you know, either with, because sometimes, I'll tell you honestly, found this out, I don't know, a week and a half, a couple weeks ago, but Blog Talk, we had a real issue on one of our shows. So I was dialing in the helpline, and you know, the gal that we ended up, before the night was over, we had three of the, you know, the red letter Blog Talk people in the chat room to see what the heck was going on, because we were having some interesting things go on. And you know, they said, the little gal I was talking to on the line says, you know, we always kind of joke, you know, that it's just these psychic shows that seem to have these problems, you know. And I joked right back with him. I said, oh, we've known that for a long time. I said, you know, we get on here, it's like we run energy, and it's like we crash your equipment. We know that. We're sorry. You know, she didn't quite know what to say with that. She was like, okay. She said, we were just joking. I said, we're not, because it happens all the time. It's like, we know it happens, guys. So it's just a done deal. I mean, anybody else, if you go to the other things, you know, if you go to the sports shows, if you go to the other talk shows, they typically don't have these kind of problems that our metaphysical shows do. So just putting that out there. So yeah, and of course we are having solar flares, putting that qualification out there. You know, that's what I said, if anybody, you know, if you get dropped, if you get, you know, whatever, your computer equipment acts funky, if your phone goes, you know, whatever, it's like call back in, because it's that time of season again. But yeah, you know, if you would like some good quality one-on-one time, Peg does those. I'm pretty sure you could probably book a time with Amy. Definitely, you know, you can book time with what I do, you know, Ron Cole, any of our readers, you can book, you know, personal time with anybody on our shows. So, you know, and you get a lot better one-on-one time, because there's just not the, you know, the electronic chatter going on. So, yeah, thank you, Peg. That was a very good notation there. Absolutely. All right. We are going to go forward here with area code 631. 631, and there we go. We got that.
Oh, hi. Thank you. Yes, thank you. My name is Suzanne. I was just wondering about my love life.
Susanna with the love life. Okay. Who wants to take her first?
I'll go first.
Okay, go ahead.
All righty.
I am getting that it's not ending, but there's just some significant changes going on in the relationship. And I don't think that you're both changing, but you're both changing differently. So it's a matter.
Well, I'm not in a relationship. I like somebody. I saw him 3 weeks ago, but I'm not in one. He hasn't called me since then.
Okay. That makes sense then. So don't let that dissuade you, because people just aren't always in the same place at the same time. And when we get, you know, when something like that happens and people are in different places in their lives at different times, we always take that as rejection. And it's not rejection. It's just a matter that just not in the same place where you are.
But he told me never to call again or something, so.
Yeah, well, that's easier. That's an easy way, you know, especially when we're in an uncomfortable place, which it sounds like he is, much easier to throw it on the other person than it is to say, well, I've got to lock up, you know, to speak the truth. It's just a lot easier to make people disappear and make them feel, you know, and make them feel like it's their fault. Make it feel like it's
their fault. And it's not. It's not. It's just that this person has an awful lot going on, and they can't even take care of themselves right now, let alone be a responsible party in a relationship. So use these false starts. Just learn to be grateful for them. Use it as each person that you, each potential partner that you encounter, we learn a little bit more about ourselves.
Now, do you see him coming back, or do you see me meeting someone?
No, not for a long time. He's just going to continue to be ornery and kind of mean about it, just so he doesn't have to be vulnerable and talk about what's really going on.
Oh, so you mean he's not going to call me for like a year or some months, or?
Yeah, for it's going to be more than nine months at the earliest. But and if you contact him, he's going to continue to be nasty, which is really just going to lower your self-esteem and lower your vibration. So to the extent possible, walk away, be grateful for the learning experience. There's plenty of other fish in the sea.
Do you see anybody else then soon? Or?
Well, I don't, because I don't see you being able to energetically detach from this person.
I have. I'm going on dates and everything.
Yeah, but your heart isn't in it. Your heart isn't. At least that's my sense, that your heart isn't in it. But to the extent that you can just let go of this person now that they were just, have a bunch of issues and are just not emotionally available at this point in time, you'll start to join the dates more, and you'll be exuding, whatever it is that we exude that fuels attraction. Right now, I just sense that you're so energetically entwined with this person who told you not to call, bringing your energy to these dates that you're going on. So people are sensing that you're just not that interested. So to the extent that you can, unplug from this other person, it's going to make you more attractive, and you will have your pick of That's what I get, okay?
Let me see. I do agree with what you have to say, definitely, because I think he just doesn't want to, share. Because he's afraid if he opens up that he'll be more vulnerable, as Amy had said, and he just doesn't want to allow himself to do that. It's like he's got to focus on what he needs to do right now at this time. The card that I got was, you already know. So it's almost like you really kind of understand this, but letting go is the hard part. And I'm going to send you to Archangel Shmuel again to speak to him, because he is the angel that helps us to really understand the other person's side of the situation. And he may give you some ideas as to how to deal with that. Just asking him for help in this, so that you can move on. And, maybe what you need to do is just to completely cut the cords of the relationship, asking him and Archangel Michael to help you with that, so that when you do go on the dates that, you really do enjoy them and, is going out and having fun, not expecting too much right away, just letting things unfold.
I can do that.
Yeah. So, you know, try that and see how that works. And, you know, and you never know, you know. If the relationship is to be, then, it you know, they will come back to you, you know. And, you know, you can just keep it at that. So I wish you luck, and Archangel Shamuel's waiting to speak with you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. I'm gonna put in my two cents here before you get off the line there. What I'm gonna recommend, I kept getting this ding there on my whatever radar, is check out the website. This is a lady who is a healer that we've had on before. And it's www.lauraperat.com. It's LauraPierat.com. She has a free podcast. What she's doing is she's been, you know, kind of directed to channel the information that she is. And it's to help the people who are light workers on our planet, because you know, we're all kind of getting tired. You know, it's like this is a really hard, you know, dense energy that we live in, and sometimes it just, you know, wears you down. So, like, while you're having your morning cup of coffee, you know, check out her podcast, because, like I say, it's free, and just, you know, just see what you think, because she does a lot of things with healing, with toning, with letting things go. And I'm going to agree with the other two gals. It's like I think you might have something within that you need to let go of. There's you know, what I'm just getting is kind of like a spot. It's like I just see, you know, like a little kind of a like a black spot, you know, in your heart chakra. And I'm thinking, you know, you just need to go do some meditating with that, you know, listen to some of her stuff. But it's like there's some clearing and some cleansing that you need to do there. There's some hurt. There's some things that you need to let go of. You know, because if you're looking to get into a relationship and you want a healthy one, you need to be really clear with yourself. You need to be, you know, yeah, okay, great, songs to you guys, thanks. You know, you lost that loving feeling. So it's like there's, you know, there's a little bit of that going on where it's like, you know, you know, we all want the relationship. We all want to be loved. We want to be accepted. You know, we want to, you know, have that special feeling, you know, better than chocolate, okay? And yet sometimes we have things that are within us that sometimes we're not even aware of, you know, until you really take a look at it, that kind of holds us back. And it kind of puts, like, the, you know, that glass ceiling on and just keeps us back, you know, holding us back from, you know, being all that we can be, you know, okay?
Sometimes.
And drawing in that relationship. So just, you know, go check out that website, see what you think, and, you know, do a little bit of cleansing with that and just, you know, see how that feels. And really, truly, because she's amazing.
Okay, I can do that. I already know that the relationship is not anymore, and I'm going to move ahead and have fun on the date.
Right.
Great.
Right.
Great. And you will.
All right.
Enjoy.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. You bet. So thank you for calling in today, and call back and let us know how it goes. All right. She dropped off really quick right there. Okay. And we got a couple more callers here, guys. Take a breath. And cleanse, and it's like we've got some new folks that are organic skies. It's like one of these times I'm going to have Maggie come on and explain to us about the pranic tube exercise, because I'll tell you what, it's like in all the years I've done chakra work, she had a really unique way of doing this, and I tried this, and I went, whoa, that's a new buzz. So it's really, really kind of interesting there, and it's like definitely we'll clear and cleanse a lot of different things, so. But you take a breath and exhale, and away we go. Next caller is area code 630. 630, you're on with us.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, who are we talking to?
Hi, my name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
How are you? It's a Lisa day.
Yeah, good. Thank you. How is everybody?
Good.
Good.
How are you today?
Good. So I have a question. So my place is on the market. It's been on the market about 3 weeks. And I had one offer, and it just wasn't high enough. And, you know, I mean, so far I don't have activity this weekend, but usually they call a day ahead for the weekend. But I'm just saying, like, what do you see time-wise for me selling, and is it going to be at the really, you know, good price that I want? Because my realtor is telling me already to lower my price. and no one else is. I'm like at the same price that everybody else, and it's only been on the market a month. I mean, 3 weeks.
I'll go first.
Yeah, go ahead.
I didn't mean to flirt over you, Peg. I think that the lowering of the price is the realtor's desperation, not yours. So, because she just wants to, you know, she can just sell it. You lower the price, she sells it, and everything goes along. So
yeah, like she gets the profit right away. In the meantime, I'm not getting my profit.
Right, and it's the realtor's desperation. She's got something to pay, someone's tuition or something or other. She's got a bill she needs to pay.
Yes.
And she knows that your place is very sellable, but to differentiate it from similar things that are on the market. That she just wants you to lower the price. She's not really being unethical.
So what do you think? Like, what is the time frame? Do you think that I'm going to sell at a really good price? Because I mean, I want to hear what you think on that. Because you know, I feel I priced it just like everybody else, and it's a beautiful place.
Yeah, I don't know where this came from, but I got 60 days. Yeah. If you're going to continue to get people with those low-ball offers, and you're going to continue to have the realtor trying to convince you otherwise. But what part of the country is it in?
Midwest.
Okay.
Chicago, big city, you know, suburbs of the city. So do you think, like, I'll get a really good price in 60 days? And
yeah, you'll get a really good price. You're going to continue to get offers that are not going to that are going to be lower than you want, and your realtor's going to continue.
Oh,
to,
yeah, don't worry about it. I'm not going to listen. I know what I need to do. So just wait till it's the right thing, is what you're saying.
Wait till it's the right thing for you. This is about you. This is about
exactly
your house, your investment, and this is about you. So. Don't want to. It's real easy to because it. You know, we're not in the. And now I'm not channeling. Now I'm just being like newsreel here. You know, we're not in the same housing market that we were in 4 years ago. And I think the realtors are trying to pretend that they are, so that you will lower the price and that you will. And then they
yeah.
Can
sell, no, I got you. Do you think? Yeah. Do you think that I'll buy outright? I was going to, you know, buy something with all the money I get. Like, this is like I've, you know, for years and years been working and all that. And I was going to, like, outright buy. But I don't know, like, do you think I need to be in an apartment first? Because there wouldn't be much time. Like, you'd only have maybe a couple months.
Yeah, I think you're going to want to get the most for your money. And the easiest way to get the most for your money is to go to some short-term, you know, to a short-term place. So that you can look for the right place, because this stuff starts moving super fast, and there's all these moving pieces, and I feel that you're going to jump into something that isn't exactly what you want. So, you know, if you could, if there was a way that you could...
Well, I can rent an apartment, and that's what I'm thinking, you know
what
I mean?
That's just removing one aspect of your desperation.
Oh, I'm not. Yeah, I'm not desperate at all. So, I'm not going to buy anything unless it's
not
right.
Not that you're desperate. I'm just saying that in order for you to get the most for your property that you're selling, and then turn around and get the most for your money, you know, you're going to need for it to be able to not line up exactly like clockwork in a short term. A short-term stay in an apartment is going to give you maximum flexibility.
I didn't hear that. So you said a short-term apartment rental is a good option later after you sell?
Yeah, that's going to give you maximum flexibility. That way you're going to be able to get the most for your investment. Once you sell the house, you know, you won't be settling for less on the selling of the house. And then you won't be like, okay, well, I've got to close on this place, and it'll there'll be two separate transactions, and you'll be able to maximize both of them.
Yeah. Okay, great. And, like, I'm not going to then worrying about lowering it as long as I, you know, keep on having showings, and then in the, and then in the, if it sells in 60 days, then I don't have to worry about it. But if it doesn't sell by the summer, do you think I'll have to lower the price a little?
If it's not sold by June, then you may want to look at the price. Because people who are moving and getting the new school district, that's like June's the big house sale month. But it's not going to go that long. It's not going to go that long. It's going to be gone before then.
Okay, thank you so much. Because that was my gut too. That maybe he needed the money. It's a man, you know, and like. He's good, but I think I was just being pushed.
Yeah,
it was not my benefit.
Yeah, that's the thing about realtors, and we'll see what Trent has to say about the angels, but they're really not. We think they're working for us. They're not working for us. They're working for them.
I know.
Exactly.
It's like a stockbroker.
Really,
like they'll tell you to buy the stock today, and they know, like, in a few days that they're
not so sure about it.
That
was a huge wake-up call for me that I learned too late in life, that realtors do not if you want someone who's working for you, you need like a third person involved that's just getting paid by the hour. But as long as
I'm very aware, so no one pulls it on me. I know I'm in charge of my negotiations. I say no. That's it. I'm going with my gut, like you said. It's not about them. It's about me. I've been 17 years in this place. I'm not giving away my house. There's no way.
Right.
You know?
And that's what happens. If you get a new place, before it sells, you're going to have your eyes on it. You know, you're going to start, like, living in your mind in the new place. And then the old place becomes less valuable to you in your mind. You know what I mean? In your mind, it becomes less valuable because you get anxious to move to the new place. And you know where you're going to put the furniture. And you know what new stuff you're going to buy. And you start living in the future.
Yeah, no, you can't do that.
The idea of the apartment. But let's see what Peg has to bring with the angel.
Okay, well, basically what Amy said, but the first card that came up, love yourself, which is what you're doing. You're being your own person. You're doing what you feel is in your heart, and stick with that. You know, like Amy says, the guy just wants a quick sale because, you know, he thinks that it can be an easy sale, so lower it. Or he probably has someone in mind that would be.
You know what? I'm not going to even worry about them. It's about me. So just stick to my guns, right?
Oh,
and just wait a couple months and let it happen when it's going to happen.
Archangel Michael is with you. And like we always say, is it all happens in divine timing. And I got the exact same month that Amy did.
Yeah,
so,
and, like, I don't think I have to worry because, like, I feel like in my heart the right person's going to love it and appreciate it, and it might not have the most modern bathroom or something, but that doesn't matter. Like, the person that's going to get it is going to – they might make a couple improvements, but they're not going to look at it like – they're going to appreciate all the things I did and the cozy and the light and the sunlight and the warmth and the beauty. You know what I mean? Like, I keep on going in that direction because that's what it is, my place. And, it's still modern. I mean, it might not be the most, but, you know, I have to keep on, you know, praying and believing and know that, you know, eventually it will be, like, not so long. It's a better market than a couple of years ago. And, you know.
So just go with your heart and know it's all going to work out. And
okay, thank you.
Let Archangel Michael if you need to.
And then I have one more quick question. Today's my son's birthday. It's, like, the first day of spring, and he's a young adult, and kind of hasn't found his way yet, and I just wonder, do you see this year some changes for him that might be good? You know, he just hasn't found, like, a career path.
I'm going to say before, while she's contemplating that, I actually had a couple, we had some chatters in chat talking about this because I know one person spent quite a bit of time trying to sell her house.
She did. We had a good laugh there because she did use the Saint Joseph statue. She said she turned him upside down in a jar though and buried him in her front yard. and she says, so the lady found out it wasn't supposed to bury him in the jar because it was cutting off his hair. It's like, oh dear. And she goes, I think there might be somebody out there gardening. It's like, you know, might dig him up. But one of the things she did say that helped is if you go through and sage your house, you know, it's like go through and do a really good cleansing with it, you know, and it's kind of make sure that you do what's called, like, gather up your energy, you know, because when you're getting ready to sell a place, to move from a place, the first thing, you know, when somebody comes in to do a showing and, you know, and they're walking into your house, you know, you want to kind of be gathering your energy up and go, you know, I want to make space so people see that, you know, this can be their space.
Get rid of everything. I got rid of pictures.
Right.
I got rid of all the little things.
Right.
Like, you know,
if I
had Chinese little symbols and, don't, like, leave things out. Just let it be there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Yep. But, you know, and at the same time, she said, you know, it's about vibration. It's like, you know, be really positive. And, you know, and you might just take, like, a little piece of paper, you know. It's like, you know, write the letter to the universe and say, you know, I thank you that, you know, the right person coming in is going to come in, see this house, just, you know, just know where it's at. It's just going to be for them. And, you know, it'll happen soon, you know, stuff like that. It's like really put those positive vibes out there like that.
I did that. I wrote it down. I started doing that since yesterday, saying it, like, in the morning, like, for, like, 20 minutes or something.
There you go. All right.
That's funny because I'm going to say both those things, but I thought that's a bit too much. But anyway, I'm sure.
Thank you.
I was going to say both those things. Express gratitude for everybody who comes in, you know, that that if not the right person, you know, that the right person is just going to come in and they're going to fall in love with it. It's not going to be
And they're not going to, like, they're going to say that the price is good, not that I should be lowering it a lot. That's ridiculous.
They're going to think the price is good. They're going to think that it is a very good value for the money. They're going to see the bones of the house. You know, like you said, it doesn't have the updated bathroom or something like that, but it feels like a very solid house, and a house that would make a home, not, you know, a house that make a home. But on your son,
thank you,
wanted to say that he is going to be fine. It's a difficult time for young people, and they're not the opportunities that there were. So I think he's afraid of failure. So he's dragging his feet a bit because he's afraid of failure. So allow him the space to be himself, but you know, at the same time, you don't want him to turn into, you know, the people that are 30 and living in their parents' basement. You know.
Yeah. No, he lived on his own, but he seems so scared to try any career path.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's got to do it. He's really good at stocks. So I don't know. I kind of see him going into that, but I don't know. You know.
So yeah, just to continue to encourage him, and if he is good at, you know, if he is good at stocks, you know, perhaps for a birthday present, he could take his birthday money and invest it, like, you know, the E-Trade or, you know, whatever, something like that, so that he feels like he is an adult and he senses some accomplishment. Because I just felt like I felt a sense of dragging, like dragging his feet, not because he's lazy, but because he's afraid of failure.
But there's going to come a certain point where you have to make a living. You know, he's living on money from another job and stuff. So I don't know, like, how fast he seems to always do things last minute. So I don't know. I mean, I figure it could be a while more, but I hope one day it doesn't turn out that way, you know.
Yeah, hey, and I'll tell you,
like,
what, guys. Guess what? With all the energy going on here, it's like I'm going to bring on somebody else here. Really, as a quick surprise, is that we've got another caller who is that. Well, actually, we got two more callers, so it's like 973.
Okay.
We'll get to you. But Bonnie must have heard us because guess what? Bonnie's in the house,
hey!
And somebody asked about you. Somebody asked a question for you. It was.
Tiffany, and it's like, and I figured you must have called in because you had something to say here, so let's hear what you got going.
Wait a minute. I called
wait a minute.
Because I've got to tell you, I really didn't call to interrupt my and your show, guys, but I've got to tell you something. You guys rock the house. I'm sitting here listening, and I'm thinking, oh, Peg, and I can't believe Amy, and I'm listening to Kelly, and I'm going, is this our show? This
and you're
so
just missing
fabulous.
Out. See, you had to call in.
Yeah.
Be on with us. Come on.
I just wanted to call because, in fact, I'm really in the middle of something, but I wanted to call to tell you, Amy, Kelly, and Peg, because, Peg, it's the first time you're on our show. Amy, you know you're always a stable, hopefully. And, Peg, your fabulous girlfriend, the two of you, the three of you work so well together. I'm sitting here thinking, oh, my goodness, I'm not even calling. You don't need me. But I had to say hello. Hi, Amy. Hi, Peg.
Hello there. I'm so glad.
I think your energy is great.
We're doing
your
great.
Energy is great, ladies. Your energy
thank
is great.
You.
Yeah.
Thank
well,
you.
I
and
got
I thought
two, I just got goosebumps. I love hearing your voice. And I didn't be able to see the show today. The universe created a window for me to be on the show, and it was a great spot.
Excellent.
I love it, and I'm just going to tell you because I only have a minute. I just got home. I want to tell everybody Vita was great, but you guys rock the house, and I want to thank you, Peggy. Peg, you're always invited back. Amy, you know you're always invited. I love the two of you. Well, you know, Kelly, what can I say? You rock the house, too. The three of you are like, I'm listening, and I'm thinking, wow. I'm thinking, what a show. Who's putting this on? So I want to just say thank you. I hope that you come back. Tiffany.
We had great callers today as well.
Yes. And we got one more caller. One more caller to get here, and we'll get to them.
Okay.
I have a couple other comments about the house. I'm going to say, hang on, Donnie, don't go away, because like I said, there's a question for you. There's a question for you and Pat.
Okay.
And, you know, it's like, why don't you
answer
that one?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. But for our house, first, the caller we have online right now, there's also some just suggestions about when you're doing a house showing, have some fresh flowers, like in a vase on the table. Fresh flowers are good. And if you can bake cookies with cinnamon, because her comment was it makes men horny. So, and somebody said something about stuffed animals in the crib.
Honey,
I was like, okay.
You know what? I heard that about the fresh flowers. I don't want to have scents because some people actually, and I think the real estate agent said that. People can be allergic, so I'm not going to do that. But it's very clean smelling in the house. But I'm going to have the fresh flowers with the spring and on my balcony. It just adds so much. I totally agree. Yeah.
I love that. And so do you think
my son will have a good year, though? Because, like, it's his birthday today, and I pray so much for him. You know, I want him to have a better year.
Call back in on card day. It's like, I'd love to do his card.
I've got to go. I've got to run. But I want to tell you guys, I love you. You rock the house. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Amy. Thank you, Peg. Thank you, Kelly. And thanks to all the callers and listeners. Stay on because I know that Kelly will run over when she has a caller that doesn't get in. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And you guys rock the house. Bye.
Okay,
I'll call back on him another day. Thanks for your help, guys.
Yes.
You guys are wonderful. You're so positive.
Yes.
God bless you both, or all three of you.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Let's
open you back in queue. Let us know how the house sale goes. Let us, you know, keep us posted on that, and you know, let us know how this is going, because, you know, we'd like to know.
Thanks.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. Okay, Bonnie jumped out. Okay, darn it. All right, that's all right. Area code 973. We are sitting around there, and gotcha. Okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
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 Yes.
Hi.
Can you hear us now?
Can
you hear us?
My name is...
There we go. Who are we talking to?
I was...
Kim.
Kim, okay.
I'm basically calling in to, well, right now I want to restore my bedroom, and a friend is willing to pay this person to do the job for me. I've known them both from the past, and I'm just not sure if I should let this person do the job or if I should just go ahead and have someone else do it, do the job for me, because this is like my bedroom that I want to have this.
Okay. Who's got something on that? Amy, you want to start or Peg? Who wants to start?
I'll start. I feel that if you have this person that you know do the job, not going to get done, it's going to be very frustrating. It's going to be very frustrating. So while it may be more cost-effective, you're going to pay for it in frustration. They're going to be like, have other jobs.
Right, because I'm not actually paying for the labor. A friend of mine offered to pay the labor for me. I would just basically pay for the materials. And with this friend that I'm...
I sense that it's going to take a long time. If that's the only way that you can have it done, and you're really, and, you know, you expect these delays and understand that there's a price you're paying for it, then you will eventually get done. I just sense a lot of, that they're not going to make it their first priority. It's not going to be real professional. They're going to, you know, call in sick a lot or have different things. You know, you're going to make plans to be there or do something, and then they're going to change the plans at the last minute. I feel like it's going to be real herky-jerky. That's the sense I get. Peg?
Okay. Because I would be the one to pick them up, if anything. I'd have to pick them up and, you know, bring them back because they don't have transportation. But I don't know. It's just their whole energy thing. I'm just not sure about. Although I've known them in the past, I'm just not too sure. So, okay, that helps
me. Yeah, well, that's what it's, even though you're picking them up, there's going to be a lot of excuses and it's going to be frustrating.
Okay, yeah, Dave, I know that part.
You're going to be doing a lot of running around and having
excuses,
which may or may not be true, and then so it's not going to be without a price. I'm not getting this strong thing of don't do it. I'm just getting that it's going to be a very frustrating experience for you, and you're going to be in a position where you're going to be doubting their world and things like that. So let's see what Peg has to say, though.
I have a more important question, too, regarding my children's land. My children have land inherited to them on the island, and I need to send money, like a large sum of money, not that large, like maybe about $1,500, to their grandfather in order to start the legal papers. And I was just wondering, do you think if it's, do you have any messages on whether I should do that or should I just wait till I see them at the end of the year? But the grandfather is saying that I should start on it right away because there's some laws that might pass, whereas it might impact on the fees and increase the fees. So I'm not sure, you know, is there trustworthy involved that I should go ahead and send this?
I'm going to give Peg that one to cue the energy on the first question, and then I will, when you ask two questions back to back, sometimes I still have the energy of the first question. So I don't want to taint it. I'm going to have Peg do it, and then I'll chime in.
Okay. Well, I don't know much of the laws, but I would certainly check into that to make sure that that is exactly what you have to do. And, you know, even maybe find, you know, like legal aid or something to have you get that checked out for sure. That sounds like a lot of money, but I don't really know. I don't have a whole lot of knowledge about things like that. But I would definitely get that checked. Get it verified.
I mean, their grandfather, that's their grandfather. I'm just not sure about you know, sending money through the system like that or over the mail.
Yeah. But and I would, you know, find out the best ways to do that, too. You know, yeah, it sounds like that you might have to do some research on that. So, Amy may have some more ideas. I think she works on stuff like that a little bit more than I ever have. So, we'll hand it over to Amy.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm getting a strong, and I do some work like that, but I'm not doing that work right now. I'm trying to pull from spirit, and I got a message that you don't have enough information. So, Peg had mentioned legal aid, but there's also, if you just call your local bar association, you can just talk to an attorney for, sometimes it's free, sometimes it's $25 or something like that, very affordable, or a local law school, or even just research it on the internet. I just get, the message I got was that you do not have enough information. That's why I didn't want to go first, because I thought that I'm still pulling from the situation with the people working on your house, but you do not.
Oh, my bedroom.
Something called Find a Lawyer. I've gone through them before, and you pay like $25 for a consult, and it's quite good. And it's all around the U.S. if you're in the U.S. Maybe they can help you. Maybe they can, maybe a law student could search it or research it or something, and they might be able to help you with that. So, I would definitely make sure that it's copacetic. So I hope that helps. I just get warning signs.
And quick question regarding the house. The friend that is actually that wants to pay for the job. We was involved at one point, but now I'm like trying to like rid him out of my system. Just want to be good friends, and I feel like it is coming. I'm just wondering, does this person is still this person cares for me, or does this person just want me completely out of his life?
Well,
beyond that,
I really can't read. I don't. Because of integrity, I don't really read what the person is really thinking. I don't feel that, it's kind of an invasion of privacy, but I would go by what you're feeling, and you might even want to talk to him about it to see what you think, too, and that way you'll get, the true answer. So I hope that helps.
Okay, that helped, which I was going to do.
Okay.
I just wanted you to have some more
say, yeah, you know,
than
that,
what I was.
I just get a sense that on all three of these questions, I get a real strong sense that you have the answer and you know the answer and that you're looking for validation. And I just want to say that your gut is accurate on all. Your gut is accurate on all three of these.
Yep.
Your gut
follow
is
your
accurate
heart
on all three of these. So, and it's good to call in and and get a second opinion and get some information. But I think on all three of these things. And again, I don't want to read the other person's energy without their permission. But I am getting a sense of how he is making you feel. And there's this huge sense that he's trying to control you. He's not being forthright, here and there and, leaning into the relationship and then pulling back and leaning in and pulling back. Like he doesn't know what he wants, and he's just playing a game with you. He's just playing a game with you to see how much of this that. So the more that you can just
you know, stand in your own empowerment. And just like with these other two, just like these other two situations where you're perfectly willing to do what is best for you, when it comes to matters of the heart, women aren't always willing to do that. We can do it for our kids, we can do it for all sorts of things, but then when it comes to matters of the heart, we need to be able to let men pull our strength. And that's what I'm really sensing, is that he's just pulling your, you know, it's like really erratic. And the way that you can tell him, hey, I'm hip to your whatever, fill in the blank there, is to ask him, you know, what are you doing, you know, to just talk with him. What are you doing? Not mean, like, are you, you know, not with a
right.
hand on the hip or with any kind of attitude, but just like, you know, as if it was a business transaction, or as if it was something where you didn't have a huge emotional investment. Just ask that, you know, what are you doing? You know, because it's like he's talking out of both sides of his mouth, because he doesn't know what he wants. He wants it all. And he just wants to see how, you know, how much you're hooked in. Now, I'm not saying that this isn't, you know, because these are confusing times, and, you know, when people get involved in relationships when they're not, like, in their 20s, we all come with some baggage, both in the form of responsibility and in the form of memories of past relationships. So he has no idea.
Out of a bad relationship now.
Right. And there's a lot of residual energy tied to that he's bringing to this. And you can diffuse a lot of it by just, you know, politely asking, what are you doing? What are your intentions? You're not being clear, you know, in whatever words you feel comfortable with. But, you know, just,
yeah.
you know, what's going on here? Because that is not not a consistent message. It's not a consistent message. Therefore, you're dancing all over the place to try to keep up with him when his head on this whole thing is like a roulette wheel, and it's just wherever the little ball drops, that's what his behavior or, you know, is. So
yeah.
just, you know, help both of you by just politely saying, you know, what are your, I'm sorry, I'm not clear here. I'm confused, you know, what is it,
yeah.
what is going on, you know, but lovingly. And
yeah.
before you even do it, you know, sort of, you know, send yourself forward in time to a positive outcome, and your angels and guides will make sure that you say the right words and at the right time, not when, you know, he just got in a fight at work or, you know, has a million things on his mind. If you ask the universe for this to work out in the high spirit, they will help you with the timing and the wording.
Okay.
Okay.
That makes sense.
I totally agree with Peg and Amy there. And you know, really in any situation, because we all, you know, have intuition, we all are psychic, you know, we all, you know, kind of know, and it's like, you know, when you think about a situation, and it's like that gut feeling, it's like, you know, does this feel good, does this feel bad? And we're, you know, one thing, it's hard to get some distance, you know, from sometimes our own stuff. But, you know, one of the things you can do is play let's pretend. What if this was my teenage daughter or, you know, even my, you know, 20-something daughter, and a person was treating her like this, how would I be responding? What would I think of this guy? And it's like, you know, kind of if you can kind of step back and get that kind of distance for yourself and say, well, if he was treating somebody else this way, I would think da-da-da, you know. And it's like, and then do that, like Amy said, you know, do that for yourself. The other thing is I don't know if you were on earlier, that Laura Perratt It's www.laurapiratt.com. She has that Daily Dose of Love. It's free, you know, like free podcast you can sign up for. Also, check out Peg's, you know, Peg's stuff. Peg's has a book on, you know, on the angelical whispers. And it's like, you know, get some clarity. Get some clarity with different things.
I would be glad to share today's message because I think it might reinforce it's in a way, too, if you'd like to hear it.
Okay.
Okay. I've got it right here. Sing the song in your heart that is yearning to be sung out loud. Sing the song that is serene and full of inspiration. Let your words be positive and your intentions are true. Let the day be a day of perfection in every way. Sing the song that is true to you and is beautiful in its presentation. What are the words of your heart song today? And then the journal exercises. Write the words for your heart song and put them together with music. You don't have to, but that's what I heard. Think about it and then write about it or write the song. Or just, write the words. You know, it's, you know, it doesn't have to be, I guess, concrete. But, you know, it's kind of like, you know, write your song to how you want to approach these situations and, you know, or just life, you know. So I hope that helps.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And I also want to give Amy a shout here to I believe she's got on Facebook. It's she has a Facebook page. It's like it's awakening. Is it Awakening Claire? Awakening Claire's. It's like Amy does that bit there. And it's like, and it's your own clairvoyance. But it's like it's Awakening Claire. So you know, might direct her to that too, and have her. You know, I'm not sure what's going on with that. But you know, tell us a little bit about that too, Amy.
Yeah, I actually have two Facebook pages. One is Awakening Claire, which just has things, because we really can be our own psychic. And while it's great, I think the Blog Talk shows are awesome because we get conversations started and you can listen to other people and see that you're not alone in the problems that we have, no matter how spiritual we are, still going to have earth-based problems. And to just learn to trust our gut when, you know, we get messages. Now that the show is over, I'll tell you where I got today's messages. I was driving. I am driving. And I got them from license plates, billboards, and, you know, they were
cool.
They're just messages from our gut because the universe is perfect and it has to be perfect. You know, it was like somebody would say their name, and I would look, and there would be the message. And it wasn't like I just get a little gentle nudge as to what the universe has. And we get messages like that all the time, but we spend so much time in a place of fear, which is a low vibrational place, and we don't even realize that the universe had a traffic jam or stuck at that red light for 3 rotations on purpose because there was something that we needed to hear or see or feel. So we get messages, you know, we smell things, we hear things, but the biggest one is we feel it in our gut. The biggest one is we feel it in our gut. So use your body and your senses, and to get the messages. And please don't stop calling the show because we love having you call in. But you know, until the message resonates to you, until you understand it's your guide and your angel that are talking to you 24/7. It's really just someone. It's really just someone telling you what to do. It's really just someone telling you what to do. But when you feel the answers, that's when the stuff all starts to become a little more real.
a little more real, and we feel a little more special because, you know, that the universe would stop what it was doing to communicate with us. So that's my one Facebook page. And I also have another Facebook page, which is called The Cost You Bought Har, and that is about death and dying. I'm so fortunate I've been able to work with Dr. Raymond Moody, and we started something called the Final Words Project. And basically, we're teaching people how to share space with someone who is dying. A lot of times we feel like, oh, we have to have this, you know, especially if the relationship has been a rocky one, we have to have some major conversation and big family secrets have to come out, things like that. And once we understand what happens when people die, some of those conversations are a lot better had once one of the two people has had a life with you. I mean, I know that from personal experience. So that's the Facebook page that has captured my attention of late is a Kosti Bhattar. But the easiest thing to do is to just Facebook friend me, Amy Cavanaugh. I'm the only Amy Cavanaugh that's a mermaid. And then you can find links to those pages and a whole bunch of other cool stuff. So anyway, that's that.
Oops, hello?
Sally?
I'm thinking we lost Amy. It's like, oh my goodness, or we lost somebody there. It's like something dropped, but it's like, all righty. No,
I'm here.
I was listening to that Amy, and it's like, oh, okay, you're still there. Yeah, it's like Gary, you know, the rock creature, where he had that, you know, he had the experience where he didn't have his rocks with him, and he literally just like, you know, he was using like a pop top or, you know, a fan top, and it's like, you know, some toothpicks, you know, different kind of stuff. That's like, you know, he used those for his layout on the table. I was like, well, wow, that's pretty cool. So you were really doing environmental messages, you might say, as you were driving along. That's pretty cool.
All right, because the cards and all this other, the cards, the stones, the crystals, those are tools, and they're great. And they're great, especially at the beginning, because they give us something tangible to use to get these messages. But the messages don't come through the cards. The messages don't come through the rocks. The messages come from our guides and angels. And
right.
They're just helpful, but they're great, especially at the beginning because we get validation and verification. We just get comfortable with leaning into the energy and living an energetic, intuitive life instead of the sort of life that most of us tend to lead, because everyone around us is just, you know, thinking that this is the end-all, be-all. But anyway, this is a great show.
Yes, it was very great.
Absolutely.
Really.
All right. I want to have each of you guys tell me one more time, or, you know, tell our, for our listeners at the very last here. It's like, Peg, I'm going to start with you. It's like, tell everybody how to get a hold of you, including that WordPress, the WordPress address, there we go. It's like, you know, so tell people how to find you, where your www.it is, and your WordPress stuff. So how
pegsangelicalwhispers.com. And the
where I found you.
And the name of the site is Angelical Whispers. And my WordPress blog is angelicalwhispers/wordpress.com. And
there we go. Alrighty.
Yep.
And so if somebody wants to get some personal time with you, they go to the Pegs. It's the www.pegsangelicalwhispers.com, and it's like, and there's a place to contact you. Is that right?
Yes. Or they can. Okay. I can give my email address now too. Peg@pegsangelicalwhispers.com is
all righty.
Email.
Sounds good.
So
all righty. And if you want, and if you guys want to get one of her her books that is autographed, it's like you can also ask her about that too. So. All right. And Amy, how do people get a hold of you? And, you know, do you, I haven't really thought about that. It's like, do you do one-on-one stuff? Do you do one-on-one consulting? Or it's like, you know, how do people get a hold of
you?
Yes, I do
one-on-one consulting.
Awesome.
The best place to get a hold of me is on Facebook, which is Amy Cavanaugh. And like I said, I'm the only Amy Cavanaugh that's a mermaid. And the second best place to get a hold of me is on Psychics Gone Wild webpage, www.psychicsgonewild.com. And my email is A. Cavanaugh, letter C, letter P, letter C, @gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Okay, awesome, awesome. All righty, and of course, for our show here is get a hold of Bonnie Mosenter Albers, and that's she's on Facebook, or call. Oh, seconds. There we go. It's hers is balbers 714@AOL.com. If you have questions or comments, and best place for me is my phone number 719-289-4907. So, awesome show, ladies. And we are officially off air, so thank you guys both for hanging in there and being with us today, and I know we will have you back again. It's your game.
Thank you. It was fun.
Alrighty.
Take care.
Always is. Alrighty. Whoops. Yeah, I got some more stuff going on there. So, all right. Well, we will see you guys another day, another time, another space and place, and in the meanwhile, Bonnie's trademark is love is in the air. So go have a loving day today. And thank you guys all for being here.